We're back. We are live from Humble, Texas, the 50th annual AAU Junior Olympic Games. And we're definitely going to talk some square biz, Rod, Chico, Tanner.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I'd like to introduce, we know him and love him as Coach O. He is the national chair for athletics, and people may not be totally familiar with the word athletics in AAU, but that is the nomenclature for track and field, cross country, and indoor track, all rolled into that discipline within the AAU.
We have that gentleman.
Yes, we do. Charles Oliver. And we'd like to welcome Charles Oliver. We know him as Coach O. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. I want to say thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here. And, hey, y'all got it going on, man. I just love being in the studio here with y'all and watching y'all as y'all prepare.
Well, thank you, Coach, and we appreciate you. You hail originally from Ohio, am I right?
No, my home is Columbus, okay. Georgia.
Oh, Georgia, okay.
I've been in Knoxville, Tennessee for about the last 28 years.
Oh, okay, so you're an SEC guy.
SEC.
All right, fair enough. Well, listen, you and your staff have had a tremendous run in getting all this prepared, figured out, situated, 12,000-plus athletes. Tell us about it.
Well, we're very excited about this year. We have 12,169 athletes, you know, with us here, you know, this year. We have a little over 200 staff from all over the country. And like I said, we're very excited. This gives us an opportunity to spend time with the youth of America and do our part in molding and formulating the mindsets of our youth. And one of the things that we've talked about, you know, here this weekend with my officials is the fact, you know, I think next week coming up, we've got the Olympic Games, Rio, and everybody's all excited about all of that. But this is the foundation. This is the grassroots of the Olympic Games. This is where those superstars, world record holders, Olympians, and all of them come from.
Right.
They're right here with us now.
And we, Coach O, that's why we put the emphasis on the youth level, the collegiate level, and the professional level. You know, again, we want people to do multiple sports, and we want to have our listeners on our show recognize that RG3 was a tremendous AAU athlete, as well as he was in what probably most people didn't know or don't know, that he has national records here, and that has lent it to the progression and the accolades that he received on the collegiate level and then even rookie of the year in the NFL.
And as you say that, we feel like this is the foundation. This is where we get the opportunity to build a base, you know, that the Olympians and the professionals can build off of. You know, you don't wake up one morning to be a national champion or a pro football player.
We say it all the time.
It's a process. Yep.
Yes, yes. And we feel fortunate that we're on the front end of building that foundation.
Yeah, so one of the things that's interesting to me, and a lot of people, if you didn't see the movie about Jesse Owens, that the AAU for the longest was the governing body and really was the overseer for the U.S. Olympic athletes and the governing body. So, you know, the history of AAU dating back to 1888, you know, let's talk a little bit about that history and where we came from and where we are today.
Well, you know, as you say, AAU was the governing body of the sport, and we did that for a tremendous, you know, number of years, and that gave us a historical, you know, perspective. As you move into the later years, things changed, and we're no longer the governing, you know, body, but we still maintain a tremendous number of sports and the ability to reach out to, again, a tremendous number of people. So we have, as an organization, a strong foundation and a historical perspective in terms of just guiding the youth, you know, from years and years ago to the current, you know, date.
Yeah, so, you know, and in the South Texas district where I hail from, and I'm fortunate to be the lieutenant governor for that area, we talk a lot to people in that area about that grassroots and then taking it from that next level. Now, later this evening, we're going to have the Celebration of Athletes, or as some people, you know as opening ceremonies. So I think we're going to have some interesting folks show up there and talk a little bit about what's going to happen this evening.
Yeah, and we do have the opening ceremony this evening, and I know Carl Lewis is the headline speaker, you know, in bringing his, you know, perspective, you know, to the opening ceremonies. And people of my generation, well, people of the younger generation, you know, they know Usain Bolt. But, you know, Carl Lewis, you know, is an integral part of the history of track and field, you know, here, you know, in the States. And once an Olympian, always an Olympian. Once an outstanding athlete, always an outstanding athlete. And I think, you know, one of the things that I'm excited, you know, to hear from him and also to see, to for our athletes to see an athlete of the stature of Carl Lewis and get a chance to hear, you know, the words of wisdom that he has to bring, because too many times, you know, as I said a few minutes ago, you know, athletes wake up and they think they're going to wake up, walk out on the track and be the next world record holder. Mm-hmm. But you've got to see, you know, actual Olympians and people and hear, you know, their story, you know. And one of my friends has a saying that I really like. You know, he says, you know the glory, but we know the story. You know, you see the TV cameras, the guy on the radio show, you know, and stuff. But you got to understand what it took to get to that point. And it wasn't you woke up this morning and got on TV or radio.
Right, exactly. And we want to highlight the progression. I think that's, you know, we're a show that I think is placed perfectly to display. You know, I see kids that look like 9 and 10-year-olds running out on the track. Well, again, and running up the stadium, they're the guys that all of a sudden come from Tennessee and Georgia and Texas and Florida and California and Ohio and all these places. And you go, weren't you at the Junior Olympics 5 years ago? And all of a sudden, he's in Rivals as a 4-star. He's a scout. He's, you know, in San Antonio with the USA Army All-American game. He's in the Under Armour All-American game. But they were doing well here. And as the commercial says, Coach, athletes run.
Yes, yes. And you know, one of the, you know, the favorite stories I like to tell a lot of times is, you know, I was coaching at the University of Tennessee, and I met a young man at the AAU Junior Olympic Games, which was held, you know, there. And he's the number one long jumper in the country, you know, at that time. And I started talking to him, and he was like, Coach, you don't remember me, do you? I was like, no, because I'm just giving him my recruiting speech, you know. And he's like, I talked to you last year, you know, at the junior at AAU, you know. And I was like, oh yes. So there again, the opportunity to come and the athletes that are here, you know, and the foundation that's being built. But, you know, one thing I do want to point out, because as we talk about the tremendous athletes that end up going to the Olympics and end up, you know, playing a pro sports, but the foundation, the grassroots of the sport and the foundation of the sport is not necessarily about being an Olympian or being a pro athlete, because, you know, you build that foundation and that work ethic into them, and they become your doctors, your lawyers, your IT people, who are obviously all valuable parts of society and a part of the fabric that makes us great. You know, everybody will not end up at AAU Junior Olympic Games, or everybody will not end up, you know, being a great athlete. That's why our grassroots program is not just about AAU Junior Olympic Games, but it's about the local districts and the opportunities for us to network, not network, but to work with the youth of America.
Yeah, you know, I talk about this in our district all the time, and I talk to parents, and I say, you know, you're trying to create productive citizens in the future, and this is just a platform to do that, but it's a great platform to do it. So we definitely stress in our area, and I know we stress this from a national level, you know, invest in your kids, and you will see great things for our society.
Yes. Absolutely. Coach, you had the opportunity to talk with us and speak with us offline prior to coming on. You have some notables that you work with, though, throughout the year to help you get to these lofty heights, as I would say. Tell us about some of those, even though, as we mentioned, not everybody will be an Olympian. There are some that are, and you get the opportunity to work with them.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the staff that we have. As I mentioned a little while ago, we've got about 200 officials that we bring in from all over the country. And just on my staff alone, I actually have four Olympians on my staff, two of which are Darnell Hall and Lamont Smith, and they are both gold medalists in a 4x4. And just for me, as I say, it's a pleasure to be able to be around these young men. But I remember about 2 years ago, Darnell and I were invited to give a speech or to speak in Southern California. So during the speech, Darnell actually brought his gold medal. And he pulled out his gold medal and he showed it to all the kids and passed it around and let everybody touch it. Because you see Olympians on TV, you see a gold medal on TV. It thrilled me as a former quarter miler for me just to be able to hold that gold medal. And I put it around my neck.
Right.
And I'm okay.
I took a photo.
I was like, oh my goodness, this is a gold medal in my event. It was just awesome,
right?
You know, and so you know, for kids to have an opportunity to experience that, but also, like I said, on my staff, you know, we have you know those Olympians. We have Gary Morgan, who's also an Olympian. So Laura Grant Hobbs. I have four Olympians, you know, on my staff. So, and I point out a lot of times when we're at the event, like, you know, hey, you know, kids, do you realize that this guy is not only an Olympian, but a gold medalist? And so they actually can get to see in person, you know, what an Olympian looked like and talk to him and realize he's a real human being.
Yes.
That's dedicated. Now, he was not only dedicated to his sport and put the hours and time in for training, but now he's giving back. He's standing out here and he's not jumping up and down, hey, I'm an Olympian, look at me. He's saying, hey, this is what you need to be doing. You need to be stretching. You need to be moving over here. So getting back into this and giving back.
What event was that the kids got to interact with your staff?
Well, those two gold medals, you know, both 4x4, 400-meter quarter milers, and they both have, you know, gold medals.
And they were talking to younger athletes at what type of setting?
Well, they worked at Junior Olympic Games.
Okay. And, which is all around.
Those two young men just happen to be they are law enforcement officers.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to bring up.
Yeah. They're law enforcement officers by their profession.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, they speak to them basically in a general session about what they need to be doing in their growth, you know, in everything. And one of the things I try not to bring politics into what we do.
Right.
But the other night it dawned on me when we had our officials meeting and I called up, you know, a couple of people in my law enforcement offices and I was like, officials, I want you to see the face of what's happening in our country.
Very good,
now,
coach.
You know,
very good.
Because you watch stuff on TV is one thing, but when you look at this man standing here and he's a law enforcement officer, and the things you see on TV, this is a real person.
Yes.
And we don't want to have to go through some of the stuff that you see on TV with somebody that we actually, you know. So let's spread the good news.
Absolutely,
you know.
And I really appreciate that tie-in,
yeah.
Because you know, I think too much is polarizing in media. So mm-hmm. For you, and I had no idea. I didn't prompt you. I did not know any of the background. I knew that Olympians were on your staff, but I had no idea that they were law enforcement. I had no idea that there was a scenario that went on like that. Because you know, I have to say, and again, this is a sports talk radio show. However, you have to have the dialogue of, listen, what somebody may label as X, not all of a certain group believes X, like X, or has the same standards as that X. And, of course, you know, you can't hide it. We're talking Black Lives Matter. And no black American that I know wants to have police shot and killed randomly for any rationale.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? The law enforcement gentlemen that he's pointing out are African American. I mean, the point that I know he was bringing, because I was at the officials meeting, is that this is the face, and the general public and media doesn't necessarily show every face, Right. And I was so happy you did that, though.
Yeah, Coach, we certainly appreciate it. From the youth and the kids all the way up to who's assisting in our communities, in our society as a whole. We're all Americans.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, everybody should make a difference, and everybody matters.
And I want to, I do want to say that, you know, we have 200 officials, and they are in all aspects of life.
Yes.
You know, any
yes.
type of jobs and profession, you know. And these people are giving back. This is not a paid position for them.
Correct.
And people actually take off from work and spend their vacation to come out here and basically, you know, spend 8 days a week, 14 to 16 hours a day, you know, maybe 100-degree temperature.
Right,
you
right.
Know,
I don't know about that maybe. It's hot. Hey, I'm down. Look, after I get done with this, I get to go officiate the high jump. And I don't know if anybody's ever officiated high jump. It's hot.
Okay, it's definitely hot. You got to stay. You got to stay hydrated. Well, and the thing is, it brings everybody from varying backgrounds
yes.
of the United States
yes.
together
yes.
to compete. I've seen boys. I've seen girls. I've seen white. I've seen black. I've seen in between already. And we've just only been here for a show for an hour and some change. Everyone's competing. Nobody's at each other except that they want to jump higher or run faster.
Yeah.
They're all competing. No one's at each other about things that I think unfortunately get put in front of us time and time again. And we have 12,000 plus support from coaches and parents and mm-hmm. things of that nature. They're not at each other at this except the ultimate competition of doing the best that they can during this 50th annual AAU Junior Olympic Games.
This is a fun time, and with our officials, we look at this. This is our 50th anniversary family reunion. This is the time that we get together. We see officials that we have not seen all year long. We hang out. We have a good time. It's the same perspective. You know, also for mom and dads and stuff, because we also believe here in AAU that it's not just about the competition, but mom and dad ought to be able to come and have a positive atmosphere, too. They ought to be able to sit in the stands and enjoy, you know, everything while they're waiting.
Yes.
You know, so it's just not a track meet. It's a family affair. We come here to hang out and have a great time.
Well, Coach O, we certainly appreciate your time, and we certainly appreciate you, all of the support from Chico and your officials and everyone else. And I tell you, I'm not a big fan of officials in any sport, but I recognize that they're a necessary evil. And I know Chico is an official at some times. But, and I say this from my perspective and from the show, we appreciate all the work, time, effort, and what it takes to put on such a production for the youth of America, and that's all shades, sizes, and colors, and we couldn't do it without you and Chico being a part of that, regardless of what people may think. We appreciate having Chico and now you to come on and really give us a differing perspective that may be placed out in the general public.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and be a part of the program.
Well, we appreciate it. And if we can have you or somebody else back in the next hour, we are live here at the 50th annual AAU Junior Olympic Games. We want to give as much coverage as we can to this event that's going all the way into the first week of August.
Yeah, so definitely, again, get out here if you are within even 2 hours of this area. You need to get out here and check this out. I've been to 10 Junior Olympics. This is my first one without my daughter because she's getting ready to go off to college. But if it had not been for this, she would not be moving to the level that she's moving to.
And saving you
saving
thousands
me some,
of dollars.
Saving me some money. Hey,
real money.
On behalf of the Tanner family, we'd like to thank the AAU for giving this platform so my daughter could get her scholarship.
Hey, it makes a difference, though.
Thank you, AAU.
It does make a difference. Listen, we usually do shout-outs. I'm going to leave it up to Dan. I know we're going to have a short segment. But, Coach, I certainly wanted to – this was important enough. It only happens once a year. The 50th annual only happens once, period. So I wanted to take the time to have you and the listeners kind of interact. They don't get to interact per se, but they get to hear from you. I get to interact with you, and I appreciate it. And we get to let a different perspective be put out there, and we certainly appreciate you sharing the personal touch of what it goes on with the people that serve at no cost to them or gain for them, but they do it because they have the concern for the youth of America.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, all right, we're going to take that sidebar. We'll let Dan tell us what's going on, and then we'll have our number three. But we certainly appreciate Coach O and the AAU, all that he and his staff of 200-plus have done, along with Rod Chico Tanner as well. So stay with us. We'll let you know what's going on here. Hour number two coming to a close right here on Laying Down the Law.